When I was 20 years old, I lived in a very small one-bedroom apartment that I'd moved into when I turned 18. Having a better job and more money in the bank, I decided to rent a small house and leave the apartment. It wasn't anything fancy, but it had more space and was a nice step up from where I used to live. The only thing I didn't account for was that everything looked off once I set it up. Coming from the apartment, my furniture was way too small and didn't match the interior of the home. It just looked like I moved into a house larger than I could afford. So, over the next couple months, I saved up more money and put it aside to buy new furniture. And during these months, I also listed a whole bunch of stuff on Craigslist to start getting rid of. Aside from the couch and a couple other things, I listed most of the dressers, storage shelves, and other large furnishings for free. I didn't care about getting paid, so long as they were able to help me haul it out of my house. I sold and gave away most of the items until only two things were left: my old bedroom dresser and a nightstand, which nobody seemed to want. After a month, though, someone finally contacted me about them. They asked if both of them were still available and if they were actually free. I said yes to both, and we agreed on a date for pickup. On that day, I didn't get home from work until an hour before the time they were supposed to come. But when I pulled up to my house, there was a truck in the driveway. I went up beside them and looked in the window, but nobody was inside. I opened the garage and parked, then went back outside to further inspect the random truck in my driveway. When I looked this time, though, someone was in the car. They waved and got out, introducing themselves as the person from Craigslist here to pick up the furniture. I took a second to react, because I was trying to figure out where they were when I pulled in.
"You're an hour early. I said to meet at 7:30.
He said he was sorry, but something came up, so he needed to come early. I still didn't understand why he didn't text me before coming unannounced, but since he was here, I showed him inside. He looked at the items for a second and said he'd take them. I helped him haul out the large dresser and put it in his truck bed. We went back in for the nightstand, but as he picked it up, a shuffling sound came from downstairs, followed by a quiet thump. I looked down the staircase, then back at the man, who was now looking at me in a very unsettling way.
"Everything okay?"
he said in a very monotone voice. I hesitantly nodded and walked downstairs, showing him out. I closed the door behind him and watched out the window to make sure that he left. That whole interaction was very odd, from beginning to end, but what I found after was horrifying. Later that night, I saw a small streak on the wall just outside one of the downstairs closets, like someone had brushed against it. I looked around some more, finding very faint shoe prints inside the closet. Someone had clearly been hiding in there. I put two and two together, and I was pretty sure there was another person in my house along with the man. They broke in before I got home from work, and when they heard me pulling into the driveway, one of them hid in the closet while the other went back to the car. The shuffling sound I heard toward the end was likely the other person leaving the closet. I had the police do what they could, but the two men seemed to cover up their tracks. I gave them descriptions of the one man I saw and the truck he was driving, but that was that. It was a terrible experience, and after that, I only used Craigslist when I could avoid meeting at my house. Otherwise, I would just donate things or buy stuff off eBay. It feels like nowadays, anyone can do anything and get away with it so easily as long as they plan ahead. Back in the day, around 8 years ago, Craigslist was a very normal service I used every time I had something to sell or needed something to buy on a budget. I lived in a nice town and was mostly okay with meeting new people and doing a quick exchange. At the time, I was looking for a treadmill or an elliptical. Both of these were really expensive to buy new, but used ones in good condition were often sold on Craigslist, sometimes for just a couple hundred bucks. I scrolled through a few posts and found one I liked the look of. I sent the seller a message, and the following day they replied. The seller, Mike, assured me the treadmill was in like new condition, and we arranged to meet later that day. The address he gave me was on the edge of town, just 20 or so minutes away. When I pulled up, I was surprised to see that it was a farmhouse with a huge lot of land surrounding it, but no crops or anything. I drove down the long driveway and parked in the front yard next to several other trucks and cars that were in the yard. Mike was outside on the porch smoking when I walked up. He shook my hand and led me around the back of the house to his garage, where the treadmill was set up right in the middle, plugged in and everything. He leaned against the far wall and encouraged me to test it out. I got on and put it on a walking speed. It seemed to be working just fine, but then I turned it up a little and it just shut off. I looked at it confusingly, and before I could even figure out what happened, the garage door suddenly fell down behind me, slamming against the ground. It was so loud, my heart was racing from the jump scare it gave me. I turned and looked at Mike, who shrugged and apologized, saying it was an old garage and it happened sometimes. I looked back and a cold shiver ran through me, noticing the position I was in.
So, did you want it? No, I don't think it works.
I was nervous to give that answer, but there was no way I would pay for that. He looked at me without saying anything. After a second, I broke eye contact, feeling a strange tension.
Not a problem. I'll show you out,
he said, waving me to follow him through the house. With no other way out, I followed. The house was very old-looking on the inside, like a farmhouse from the 1900s, except it was really messy. Stuff was piled up all around the walls and even blocking some of the hallways. He walked me down to the front door and stopped right in front of it. There was a long pause as he faced the door, not opening it. He then turned to me.
I'm sorry,
he said under his breath, like an emotionless psychopath. My body went cold in that moment, knowing something was about to happen. The man quickly stepped toward me, grabbing my arm and forcing me back, deeper into the house. I started yelling, fighting his grip and trying to get away. He pushed me down the hallway, almost back to the garage door, until I suddenly tripped over one of the random things that were piled up. When I fell, he lost his balance too, falling past me. I quickly got up and ran down to the front door, unlocking it and running to my truck. As I backed out, the man came rushing out of the front door and sprinting at my truck. I was able to get away, but my hands were shaking on the steering wheel all the way home. I of course notified the police, but things didn't go how I expected. When they got there, nobody answered the door at the farmhouse. The man never turned up. The vehicles parked on the lot, though, were all found to be unregistered and missing license plates. However, one of them was identified as a recently stolen car. Whoever that man I met with was, he wasn't the owner of the farmhouse. The owner actually lived in a neighboring city, having inherited the land from their parents. They hadn't had the chance to sell it, so they just used it as a temporary storage or something. This happened many years ago, and the man never turned up, so I know it's a lost cause, but it's still scary knowing he's out there. I don't know what he was trying to do to me back then, or what he still might be trying to do to other people now. I had heard warnings before about using Craigslist. People getting scammed, robbed, or even worse. But I was desperate. I needed a new apartment ASAP, and my budget was tight, so I took a chance and started browsing the housing section on Craigslist. I came across a listing for a small apartment in an old building downtown. The rent was cheap, and the location was perfect for my job. I emailed the owner, and he responded quickly. We discussed a time to meet up, and a couple days later, I drove over there. When I arrived at the apartment building, I couldn't help but feel a bit let down. The old brick facade was crumbling, and the windows were old and dirty, one of them even boarded up. I climbed the stairs up to the second floor, and knocked on the door of apartment 2B. The man opened the door, and I was surprised by how friendly he was. He showed me around the apartment, which was small but still nice. It was in good condition, and I could tell that he put a lot of work into it. He told me he was renovating the whole building, and that the construction noise would only be temporary. We talked some more and discussed the price, and I ended up taking the deal. Later in the week, I moved in and set everything up. Every time I saw the outside of the building, I couldn't believe I was living in a place that looked like that. But I just have to remind myself that it was the inside that counted. 3 weeks went by, no problems or concerns about the place, until I started to realize something. Nobody else seemed to live in the building. I never saw anyone parked outside or walking inside, and I never heard anyone through the thin walls. Additionally, I never heard any construction going on like the owner had said there would be. I kept these thoughts in the back of my mind, until one morning when leaving for work, I saw one of the other room's doors was partially open. I walked past it and went about my day, but when I got back later that night, it was still open. After some thought, I figured it had to be vacant. I pushed it more open. Inside, the room was dusty and smelled awful. There were webs and stains all over the walls, and it looked like it had been abandoned for years. I stepped out and closed the door, disgusted that there was a room in the building I lived in that looked like that. I went up to my room, but before I walked in, I became curious about the other rooms. I knocked on my neighbor's door, 2A, and nobody answered. I turned the handle, and it was unlocked. When I pushed open the door, the room was the same as the other one, looking to have been abandoned for years. I became really uncomfortable and went back to my room. I contacted the owner, sending him a text asking if any of the other rooms were ready to be rented out. While my room was nice, it felt like I was living alone in an abandoned building, which was really eerie and uncomforting. I waited for the man to respond. But 10 minutes later, I heard the front door to the building open. They walked up to my door and knocked.
Hello? Who is it?
I asked before opening the door. They responded, and I recognized their voice as the owner. I opened the door.
I saw your text and thought I'd just come in person,
he said, smiling. I nervously smiled back, saying I was just curious about the other rooms. I didn't want to say I went inside them, because I probably wasn't supposed to. He maintained his smile.
Why don't I show you one of the rooms I'm finishing up?
I reluctantly followed him across the hall, but then he stopped by apartment 2A, the room I'd just been in. He pushed open the door and walked in, telling me to come inside and have a look. I stayed, thinking of an excuse, but then he told me again and again, now demanding me to come in. I backed away and ran back to my room, locking the door behind me. I heard him rushing down the stairs and out of the building. After I was sure he left, I started packing up everything, and the next day, I left and never looked back. I never saw that man again, and I never went back to Craigslist for anything. To this day, I still wonder what that building actually was and what the owner was plotting. If I had stepped into that room with him, would I have ever been able to leave?